Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1229. Top 5 Life-Changing Healthy Habits to Do Immediately by the NeuroGym Team at myneurogym.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hey, welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or welcome for the first time if you're new here. This is the podcast where I act as your very own personal narrator and read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online, and always with a bit of my commentary at the end. Now, what's great about today's post is that it perfectly complements what we were discussing yesterday. Now, in yesterday's commentary, I talked about some of the limitations of following quote-unquote diets. I talked about how they can immediately conjure up thoughts of restriction and possibly negative experiences from the past. So today's post will expand on this idea by going into more detail about the importance of our thoughts and having the right mindset when we want to achieve our goals, and how perfect given the new year, and many of us are probably making New Year's resolution. All right, and now let's finally get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Top 5 Life-Changing Healthy Habits to Do Immediately by the NeuroGym Team at myneurogym.com. People who have lost substantial amounts of weight and kept it off have almost always made several unsuccessful attempts at weight loss before they finally succeeded. So if you've tried and failed before, don't be discouraged. The most successful people in the world have failed. They failed and learned, they changed their approach, and persevered. You have the power to maximize your energy and change your body. It just takes a little dedication and determination, right? You're totally capable of that too. 2/3 of Americans are considered overweight or obese, and more than 25 million of them are diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. And some doctors predict there are 80 million more people who don't know they have it. The puzzling phenomenon is that there are at least 100 strategies for weight loss and disease prevention out there. So why don't any of them seem to work? You probably know more than half the diets and tactics we're talking about, and you may have even been burned by some of them. Remember the South Beach diet? What about going paleo? How did that work out for you? Even though we like to eat most everything included in the macrobiotic diet and the Mediterranean diet, we know that everybody's body is different, and what may work for some may not work for you. We also understand that weight loss starts in the mind. Changing your mindset is the key to developing healthy habits. Before you can make a weight loss program stick, you've got to have the right mindset. We cannot emphasize this enough. It's the most important aspect of behavior change discussed in our book. Have you ever questioned your ability to lose weight and keep it off? Do you generate swarms of limiting thoughts such as, maybe I haven't tried the right approach or figured out the right balance of diet and exercise? Maybe it is just me. It must be something about my body chemistry that prevents me from losing weight and keeping it off. This, of course, is ridiculous. You have the power to change. There's nothing wrong with being genetically big-boned or on the quote-unquote chubby side, right? Excuses aside, you live in the modern world. You're in control of how you think and what you put into your body. And if you're not, it may be time to rethink your current situation. To get you started on the path to optimal health, we put together 5 life-changing healthy habits to do immediately if you want to lose or maintain your weight, prevent or diminish type 2 diabetes, maximize your energy, and look and feel great each day. 1. Drink more water than you're currently drinking. Water is life, and drinking it keeps us from shriveling up and dying. Sure, you may think you're getting enough, but have you measured it lately? Rule of thumb, follow the rule of 8. On a typical day, drink 8 8-ounce glasses of water. And if you need some variety, drink some warm lemon water. 2. Avoid sitting at your computer or in front of the TV for too long. You've got to keep on moving. Get up and do something else besides working away at your computer all day long. And after work, turn off the nightly news and opt outside for an early evening walk around your neighborhood. This simple new habit makes everything so much more pleasant. Try it and let us know what you think. 3. Give your daily diet a tune-up. Here are some general guidelines for you to try. Again, everybody is different. However, nutritionists and health experts swear by these healthy strategies. Eat more lean protein. Ingest large quantities of superfoods such as blueberries, avocados, salmon, quinoa, leafy greens. Avoid packaged and processed foods, including sugary drinks and sodas. And don't cheat by drinking something with an artificial sweetener in it, because that may be just as bad. Here are some more suggestions. Choose whole grains and fresh fruits and vegetables. Opt for foods that are high in fiber. Practice portion control. Try eating mindfully. Spread your calories out evenly throughout the day. Focus on food swaps, like a homemade cacao bar over a chocolate chip cookie. Eat a combination of complex carbs and lean protein at each meal, and flavor your cooking with spices rather than consuming stuff full of quote-unquote natural flavors. Oh, and another rule of thumb. If you can't pronounce or spell the added additive or preservative, it's probably best not to eat it. Read and understand food labels. You know to stay away from high fructose corn syrup, right? 4. Overcome emotional eating. This can be difficult nowadays with the pandemic and this uproar that's taking place with many nations across the planet. As human beings, we have to take the time to tune into what's happening from within by tapping into our hearts and our minds. The inside is a reflection of what's going on the outside, right? Stress and anxiety, depression and sadness are all part of being human, but so is our mental and physical well-being. This is why it's imperative that we become fully aware and realize that we all have the power to reprogram our minds to be healthy and filled with love and light, peace and joy. We can do this. We can change. And to overcome emotional eating, you must first recognize and acknowledge when and why you eat to fill a void. It happens. And when it happens next time, take a moment to reflect on your current state of mind, body, spirit. How are you feeling in your body? What do you notice? How do you relate to yourself? How do you feel about your family, your neighbors, the people in your community, your city, your country? What about Earth as a whole? Once you've meditated on that, please send out healing light and positive, loving thoughts to yourself, other people, other species, and our beautiful planet. Thank you in advance for doing that. Here are a couple more things you can do to curb emotional, mindless eating. Keep junk food out of your house and out of your car. Reduce anxiety and manage stress with techniques such as meditation and yoga. Get enough sleep. Learn to turn off negative thoughts. And remember, you're in charge of what you put in your mouth. Finally, 5, stay active to stay lean. If you want to strengthen your mind-gut connection, staying physically active is of utmost importance. And if you want to diminish your chances of developing type 2 diabetes, the habit of staying active and lean is crucial, because staying active will help you balance your hormones. Start a daily exercise routine doing what you love, and make this habit stick. How? Figure out what you like to do to get the heart pumping strong. Sign up for a fun online remote dance class. Go for a hike in nature to boost your health and well-being. Experiment. Maybe you just like to take long, brisk walks on the beach or around your neighborhood. Whatever you like to do for physical activity, do it. Ready to manage your mood and insulin levels with your brilliant brain? Us too. Keep these health tips in mind as you implement preventative healthcare into your life. Here's to your health and happiness. You just listened to the post titled, Top 5 Life-Changing Healthy Habits to Do Immediately by the NeuroGym Team at myneurogym.com.
We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I've been listening to a book on Audible by Dave Asprey. He mentioned that habits are like apps on your phone. They're like those apps that are just running in the background. You never really think about those apps running in the background. They're just there doing their thing, yet they keep our phones functioning. Our habits are like those apps. We don't really think about them. They're just there doing their thing. Well, it's time to clean out some of these apps, or at least download a new version, a new, better version. Okay, enough of that metaphor. What I'm trying to say is, if we want to change our habits, we have to actively think about them. We can't just let them be apps running in the background. We have to actively stop the habits that we want to change. And that can only happen when we first identify these habits. So, where should we start then? By simply listening to what I just read to you, I'm sure there were some things that jumped out at you. There were probably some suggestions that got your attention. There was probably something that made you stop and say, hey, I like that idea. I've been meaning to do that. That's where you start. That's the behavior you change first. Then once you've developed some consistency with that habit and it seems like it's second nature, you then move on to the next one. All right, that's it from me for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, so I'll see you there where your optimal life awaits.